Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batson with my colleague, Thaddeus McCott of American Greatness, and we're very pleased to be speaking on this occasion to David Daoud of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who's now defined the new temporary head of the Hezbollah, a man named Qassem, a propagandist, a man who does television, although I understand he's melts a lot under the television lights. That's who's parked there at the direction of Tehran. This is not we come together and vote a new guy. This is Tehran says him. Back to Tehran. David, this is a puzzle. Tehran is the source of this war. Tehran is the chief sponsor of terror on planet Earth. Tehran is the problem. The counterstrike that Israel launched made it very clear to Tehran that they have no air defense. It's gone. It doesn't mean anything to the Israelis. And they can kill anybody they want anytime they want in Tehran. The U.S. could augment that as well. All of that is true. The war stops when Tehran stops. Help me understand what the thinking is about this war with the surrogate in Hezbollah, the war with the surrogate in Hamas, the occasional B-2 bombing of the Houthis. We're picking around the edges of what has been described as an octopus. The octopus, I know this from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea with Kirk Douglas, the octopus doesn't die because you cut a leg off. It dies when you go after the eye and the brain. What is the thinking in right now, to your understanding, about going after Tehran?
Well, I think there are two elements here. One is kind of the strategic long game that the Israelis need to play, right, where Iran has been trying to achieve a ceasefire from day one, right? 10-7, Iran's proxies from Gaza attack Israel. 10-8, they call for a ceasefire. Why? Because they want a premature ceasefire to happen so their proxies will survive. And the thing that they've been wagging to terrify the international community into pressuring Israel to accept this premature ceasefire is that the continuation of this war will lead to a regional conflict, right? So every action that Israel takes against, say, Iran will heighten that fear of the growth of this war into a regional war, and then create additional international pressure on Israel. So the Israelis, if they have immediate objectives, right, to break the ring of fire that Iran has spent decades now building around them, they're going to have to make judicious choices about what to hit first, right? So you don't want to scare the international community right now when decimating Hezbollah is not done into imposing a premature ceasefire because they're, because you hit Iran's, say, nuclear installations, and everyone has freaked out that, okay, well, a regional war is in the offing, so let's force Israel into a ceasefire. Then you don't destroy the nuclear program, and Hezbollah has an easier time regenerating. So I think the Israeli objective now is to kind of focus on one link at a time. The other part, and this kind of goes to the, again, the genius of the Iranian model, is that they create these proxies whose connection to the mothership, Tehran, is built on ideological loyalty or joint interests, something that will link them to Iran even if the funds dry up for whatever reason, even if whatever happens with Iran, that alliance and that loyalty will remain. And what this allows Iran to do is to grant these groups a degree of autonomy, right, to allow them to operate as they see fit. But then when they operate, right, there's a gap almost between what the proxy has done and what Iran has dictated. And that complicates the ability when, say, Hamas attacks Israel on October 7th. It might be obvious, from circumstantial evidence, if you will, to say, okay, Iran was behind this. But then if you want to go take military action, some of the links in that puzzle, that legal puzzle, are missing. And, you know, this goes to the debate that was going on for months since 10/7. Did Iran even know about this, right? Did Iran even know about the attack? Did Hamas catch them off guard? Is Iran angry at Hamas? Well, if Hamas undertook a rogue action, then Iran is off the hook. And I think this is the as time went on, it was revealed, no, this was discussed with the Iranians. They were fully aware and so on and so forth. I think Washington Post and New York Times revealed that in recent reports. But that's the complicated nature about going after Iran, tying them directly, the green light coming from Tehran for the attacks to start.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Well, David, in assessing where Israel may strike Iran and how it would cause the least amount of consternation amongst the international community, what are some of the factors the Israelis are considering?
Well, I think, again, they have an objective now, which is to degrade Hezbollah. I think this is the biggest threat on their borders. And not only that, this is Iran's chief weapon, if you ask me, right? The nuclear threat, yes, it's a very big threat, but it's not complete. And I think for years, the Iranian regime has played this game of holding the nuclear threat up and the fear this evokes in the West and kind of distracting everyone to look at their left hand while with their right hand, right? Their militias, they're burning the region and they're spreading their regional influence and they're, you know, knocking down one country after the next and they've encircled Israel and so on and so forth. They don't even have to have the nuke. And as we've discussed on this show before, Hezbollah is that chief asset that facilitates this regional expansionism. Everywhere Iran has gone, be it into Lebanon, right? Because that is what Hezbollah is in Lebanon. It's an Iranian extension. Into Iraq after our invasion in 2003, into Syria when the Syrian civil war started, into Yemen, into the Palestinian territories. Hezbollah is there first to lay the groundwork, to build connections, to build cells that could then transform into organizations that could serve Iran's interests. So if you really want to damage Iran's regional reach, destroy Hezbollah, degrade Hezbollah, put Hezbollah on a path to an inability to regenerate. And then you can deal, once that is done, once you've kind of broken Iran's long arm, and the Israelis also launched a softening blow against the Iranians. They've hit their ballistic missiles, they hit their air defenses. Then you can calmly and quietly go deal with the nuclear issue. And I imagine, given that this has been an Israeli obsession, right, since Prime Minister Ariel Sharon appointed then head of Meir Dagan to focus on Iran's nuclear program, I can't imagine the Israelis don't have a plan that is sophisticated, that does not take into account actual U.S. support in carrying out this operation, similar to what we've seen with Hezbollah, right? I think these fixations that the Israelis have, once they fixated on something, they roll out these plans that help dismantle their adversaries. But if I were the Israelis, I'd do that quietly, calmly, once I've kind of taken Iran's grip away from my neck, right? Which is what Hezbollah, Hamas, and these other proxies constitute.
David, we just have 30 seconds. Right now, your opinion, is Hamas going to keep the fire up, claiming Hamas is until the ceasefire in Gaza? Is that the claim now? 30 seconds.
Yes, absolutely. That has been their position since October 8th of 2023, and that remains their position as of today, as of Naeem Qassem's speech today, when he said, we're sticking to this, and they have not once decoupled Lebanon from Gaza in any of his speeches or in any position that they've taken since the past year.
David Daoud of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. Is Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.